Lesson learned on Lisa Brady, Fox News. That's part of President Biden's message as he makes another pitch to make more products in America.
We learned the hard way that we can't fight inflation if supply chains buckle and send prices through the roof every time there's a disruption.
The president visiting a manufacturing plant in Ohio, countering Republican criticism of his economic policies. More jobs created in April than many economists expected, 428,000. But wage growth still trails inflation, and Wall Street extends its losses, but without a major slide. The Dow down 98 points, the Nasdaq dropped more than 1%. Mysterious cases of severe liver disease in children are growing in the U.S. The CDC now investigating more than 100 cases, including five deaths in two dozen states and Puerto Rico. Eight children had received liver transplants, and half the children had a common cold virus. All of the patients under age 10. Worldwide, nearly 300 probable cases in 20 countries. An Alabama sheriff has a message for the longtime corrections official believed to be on the run with an escaped inmate.
And you know we're going to find you. Hopefully we find you safe. If you're safe right now, still safe, get out while you can.
Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton urging Vicky White to turn herself in, but he also says she used an alias to purchase a getaway car that has since been found in Tennessee. She and confessed killer Casey White disappeared last Friday after she took him out of jail under the guise of a mental health evaluation.
I think that her knowledge of corrections and her knowledge of the procedures that we use here in the sheriff's office on transport most definitely played to her advantage. I think this was a very well thought out plan.
As the manhunt continues, the reward being offered now totals $25,000. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
President Biden just announcing another package of military assistance for Ukraine, though he's also urging Congress to pass more funding. While in Ukraine, there's growing concern Russia is trying to beat the clock.
British intelligence indicates that Russian forces will try to completely seize that steel plant in the southern port city of Mariupol before marking Victory Day on Monday.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. Victory Day is Russia's biggest patriotic holiday, marking the Soviet Union's triumph over Nazi Germany. The UN Security Council adopting a statement today that members, including Russia, had agreed to, expressing support for the UN Secretary General's effort to reach a peaceful solution to what the statement describes as a dispute. Bird flu that's been spreading quickly across the U.S. has now been found in Oregon for the first time in 7 years. State health officials say federal officials confirmed it in a backyard flock of birds in a rural area. No birds from the farm were used for food, and the case does not pose a risk to humans. But about 37 million chickens and turkeys on U.S. farms have been culled since February. Cases also found in Washington state. The WNBA season begins tonight, and it's bittersweet, with one player still being held overseas.
Each WNBA team will have a decal on their home court with the number 42 and the initials BG, honoring Brittany Griner, as the Phoenix Mercury All-Star remains detained in Russia on allegations of drug trafficking. The U.S. State Department earlier this week ruled that Griner was wrongfully detained, that designation meaning officials can now negotiate her release rather than wait out the Russian legal process. Griner's lockup will be acknowledged prior to tip-off for her Mercury against the Las Vegas Aces, one of four matchups opening the WNBA season tonight. The Indiana Fever and Washington Mystics squaring off this evening, as well as the Minnesota Lynx and the Seattle Storm, and the reigning champion Chicago Sky hosting the LA Sparks. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The NBA playoffs resume tonight. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.